I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, the latest music, fashion, and art from Africa. It might be the next big thing. But first, we're going to continue our international briefing to Liberia. We've often spoken about the bloody decade-long civil war that left more than 250,000 people dead and another 500,000 displaced. Today, though, the challenge is peace. And to the degree that the world has paid attention, much of the attention has been focused on the challenge of reintegrating returning warriors back into society and of caring for women victims of sexual violence. But some women are both. By some accounts, as many as 30,000 of them, a third of the fighting forces, were women. Many were victims of sexual abuse. Many were both witness to and participants in other forms of violence. Their struggle is now chronicled in a new documentary, Women of Liberia Fighting for Peace. It highlights the struggle of several women fighters now trying to reclaim their lives and find a place in society. We're pleased to welcome two of them, Jackie Redd and Florence Bala. Welcome, and thank you for talking to us.
Thank you, too.
When I watched the film, the first thing that struck me about both of you was the strength of your posture. You both seemed very strong within yourselves. And Florence, I'm going to play a short clip of you talking about why women took up arms.
When I have my own gun with me, when you come, you are not going to come and run me out. Or you are not coming to dictate to me because I myself have my own gun. So that's why many women took up.
And I have to say that you're very feminine. You know, you have a lovely face and a lovely... You're lovely. You're a very lovely woman.
Thank you.
But do you remember why you became a soldier, can you say?
Yeah. It happened on the 20th of December, 1993, when we went to the border to fetch for food when we were in Guinea around the border. We never had food to eat, and people were dying in a part of that place. And we went to go find food. Why in our process, when the guy saw us, we never knew their motive, really. We never knew that they had bad motive for us. And they said, we need to cross over to Liberia in order for us to get what we want. And that's how we were forced to cross, because we were hungry and we needed food. So we crossed over. And when we crossed over, we just, none of people were already in ambush, and we saw this commander. At the time, he was called Bloodsucker. And when we met him, we even forgot about the food that we went for. We were all on the ground, and they put us on a gunpoint. We were on a gunpoint, and they tried to rape us. And while in that move, my father was trying to resist the act, and he got shot and killed. And my mother was screaming, you know, screaming for what is happening while crying. She also got shot, and then she was taken later in the bush and later died because she couldn't make it. And they killed my sisters and then my brother. And I was badly raped, and I was taken to their camp where I was kept in the house for about 3 days. And he was just going on having me on and on.
How old were you?
And at the time, I was just 13, going to 14
13?
Years. Yeah, 13, going to 14. He was the guy that took my womanhood away, my pride, my virginity. He was the one that took it away. And he said, you will be a son with me. And whether at that time you like it or not, you must be a son with that commander. And that's how I joined in the whole thing.
Did they ever give you any reason for doing what they do?
They never gave any reason. And they couldn't give me any reason because they had no reason to do that. I was not a criminal. I was just a child. And my parents, they didn't do anything to them. So they had no reason of killing them. But they just felt like doing it because they said WAR was defined as with all right. So no one had right at that time.
Jackie, I'd like to hear your story. And Florence, thank you for that. It cannot be easy to have to continually tell this to people that you don't know.
Yeah.
So I thank you for this.
Thank you.
Jackie, can you tell me your story?
My story was like 1990 when the war started. I was living in Monrovia, and later when the war started, we decided to flee Monrovia to found a safety zone. And on our way going, everybody was in group. And a man just came outside and said, "Hey, you get up from on the lamb. I want for you to be my wife." And later they carried me. He left me there as he went. Another man would come and say he won't have me. He would do what he able to do. He would go. Another person would come, like four person like that, until I decided to find ways to run away and go and jump. Because I need a protection. Because I fear that if I have gone, nobody was able to do that to me. And that's what made me to jump. But I was not able to explain that story to anybody because in Liberia, it would sound so ugly and would put a stick mark on me. So that I decided to jump to protect my life. You find more girls joining because, well, they were sexually abused.
And they want to protect themselves.
Yes.
How is this possible that the same people who are raping these girls then allow you to become warriors alongside them? Or is it different people?
Because after the daylighting to me, I never knew them because at that time I was 14. So when I ran away, I went and joined. Because I said I will revenge because my father was killed. His property, everything was taken from him.
And when that happened, when that happened, like you are saying, how would that be? Like the same people that abuse your right or violate your right, you go on being with them. That's how it was, just a normal thing that was happening. Jackie won't have to say, "I will leave from here to the next rebel group." If you get to the next rebel group, you are definitely going to be killed because they will call you a spy because they don't want you to see something here and take it back. So that trust wouldn't be there.
I understand.
So, yeah.
Jackie, you said something that there was a stigma about being a woman soldier. How so?
Like being a woman soldier, other people thought it like every one of y'all joined together, y'all were happy in joining to kill them or to do terrible things to them. But they never understand this, the aspect of it, of women joining. I joined because to protect myself. And in protection, I will effort to protect other people too, because I never joined it with my heart to say I will be cruel or I will be holding arms and be killing other people. But I just take that for self-defense and to help other people.
How were you able to get out? Or did it only end when the war ended?
Yeah, I stayed with them because I couldn't find a survivor. So I just have to stay there. And I couldn't leave to go by my roof. So it's like where you find yourself is where you stay.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to move from here and there. So it like you post to a warm place.
Mm-hmm,
so you just have to stay with that group until everything gets normal.
I want to play a short clip of Jackie from you in the film, and you talked about how you survived, and here it is.
I experienced a lot of things. Why people were shot by the wayside, why going? And only it took a man and it took a woman to make it at that time. It depends on bravery and challenges.
Did you feel, at least while you were with the rebel group, did you feel safe?
At that time, I had armed, but from the starting, I was raped. Like four men having one pricing. And at that time, nobody could talk for anybody. Everybody just finding their own way. At that time, you see women and men, they were shoot. And at that time, it was tribal war. If you couldn't speak your dialect at that time, you would be killed. So it's like everybody fight for themselves. You fight for your own survival.
How is it for you now? How do you live now?
Like I find myself first like leaving from war and going back into society. It was like a stigma on me by other people who understand my problems. They would say like, "Oh, they all joined Charles Taylor to fight this, that."
They thought you were a killer?
Eh?
Did they think you were a killer?
They thought I was a killer because other people never understand the aspect that made me to join.
Are other people afraid of you now?
No, people feel free because they know. I proved myself today in the areas that, I don't want for you to look at me this way. I am a person that you miscalculated from the beginning because you never knew my problem. So now in my era, it's like I'm helping a lot of people, making them to understand, talking to other people that they can transform their life. And if they decide to be changed, they can make a better life for themselves.
Florence, what about you? How were you able to come home again? Did you have any family to come home to?
I never had parents to tend to, but I still try to make myself to be part of society. And it was hard, really, because they felt like, oh, Florence was a warrior. She was like this, she was like that. But it was not like the way they expected or the way they were talking. That's not how it was like.
Do you think that people look down on you?
Many days they did that. Many days they felt like Florence won't be important in society, especially being a motherless and fatherless child. They felt like nothing good was going to come out of me. And before the war, at my age, I was in the Navy. And when the war subsided, 1987, I decided to go back to school. And I went to school, I graduated, and then I never had an opportunity from the day I graduated from high school to get back to college. But I also took that time to go to the church. I became a member of that church. I played many roles in the church. Because of that, the pastors, the congregation members, they are impressed about me. And right now I'm working with the Women Rights and Democracy Center, where I go about educating women about the rights of women. Because of that, they started to know that Florence is not empty. There is something special about her. That's how they accepted me.
Jackie, some of the, as you know, of course, that we in the U.S. are fighting wars in two places now, in Iraq and Afghanistan. And some of the people who have come back changed. And sometimes it's hard for them to put the war behind them. Is it ever like that for you?
I would say it was like that, but I would be so grateful to search for Common Ground. It's an international NGO that brought me on board on their program. Like, they had a program they call a Young Citizen that reintegrating children who have been affected in war, and they brought me on board. And when I started working with them, they took me, they encouraged me, so I was so proud. So I've decided to say, if I still be thinking about war, I won't have nothing to do. But I feel within myself, I have a long way to go. I'm still young. I can do something better for myself and for the future and for another generation to come, that they will start from my foster. A nation can be built by maybe from two persons, and other people can come and carry on from there.
What do you want for the rest of your life?
I want to be a female lawyer that will able to plead for women that are unfortunate. They don't have money. If they have been brought under justice, I can stand for them and do that for them. But right now, we need education, and everywhere that we're able to get real quality education, that we're able to achieve our dreams.
And forgive me for asking if this is too personal, but would you like to have a family?
I will. I have a son. My son will be graduating this year for high school. Yeah.
High school?
Yeah.
You're too young to have a son in high school. Well, and is he doing well?
Yeah, he's doing well.
Very good.
Yes.
All right. Congratulations. Florence, what about you? What do you want for the rest of your life?
Florence wants to be a medical doctor. She wants to save life. So I can have a medical center that will be called someday Redeemer Hospital. Yeah, that's the dream that I have. And I want to believe that it's God who has given me this inspiration. And I want to believe that God will make everything possible for me to arrive there. And I will be able to train other people that want to follow my format. They will be trained in a particular place because I can see it that it's going to be a very large compound where we will have medical schools where people will go and learn. And then when you are finished, you will be able to work. So I want to believe if I get there, I also will help to create job facilities for other people.
And may I ask you the same question? Yeah. Would you like to have a family?
I already have a family. I'm married with 2 children.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm proud of myself because many days men came my way and they play games with me. They felt that I was not important to them. And when Mr. Bala came on my way, he, with all my story, with all that I told him that men did this to me, men did that to me, he said, come on, Florence, I'm going to marry you. I took it for fun. Because many people said that to me.
He wasn't part of the war?
No, he wasn't part of the war. He escaped for his life in Guinea and he was there until he came back. And this guy and myself.
Do you ever feel mad at him, though, that he did not have to live through what you went through?
No, I did not feel angry. I felt like he escaped for life because he had a chance to escape. But I didn't have that chance to escape. So I don't have to be angry. It was meant that way. But now we are together as one.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Jackie Rett and Florence Bala are former women fighters from Liberia. They are featured as part of the Amnesty International documentary, Women of Liberia Fighting for Peace. They are here in Washington where they are having important meetings and telling their story, and we are grateful to them for that. They were kind enough to join us here in our studio in Washington, D.C. Ladies, thank you so much and congratulations and good luck to you both.
Thank you.
To see pictures of our guests and watch a clip of the film, you can go to our website at npr.org and click on Tell Me More.